want to speak to the young people. Sorry. Are we all awake? Are we all happy?
Amen.
Are we all happy? Well, amen. Should be. Should be. If you know Jesus, it does make you happy. Even though we may go through trials and testings, it's only for a season. Hurting is only for a season. And you know, it's amazing. Probably within the next hour, you can feel completely different. And the wind's changed in a different direction. And that's how it is. You know, God is faithful, particularly with you young people. And you go through trials, the same as we do adults. But they don't last. That's the wonderful thing. Now, when you go through a trial, the devil tries to let you think that that trial is the only thing in your life. There's nothing else. And that trial is going to last forever. And you know, you can't see beyond 10 minutes. And he tries to have us so bound in our trials, how we feel, what's been said, what's been done, what we go through, and all those various things. And he tries to bring us down. Now, in our trials, what is the greatest remedy against when you feel down, depressed, unhappy, or you've received some bad news? What is one of the greatest weapons against Satan who tries to bring us down? Any idea?
Prayer.
What's the greatest weapon?
Praise.
That's right. It's praise. Were you going to say that? Were you going to say that? Eh? Were you going to say that? Elizabeth, what are you going to say? Pray. What were you going to say? Well, yes, it is Jesus. Amen. But that praise is towards Jesus. What were you going to say?
God.
God, absolutely. God. So praise is powerful against the enemy. Have you ever heard of a sacrifice of praise? Ever heard that? Heard of sacrifice of praise? What do you think it means by sacrifice of praise? Any idea? What do you think it means? Yes, Elizabeth?
Is it when you sacrifice what you're feeling and just praise God?
Absolutely. Whatever you're feeling, and you can feel pretty awful, yet you say, I'm going to praise God. It's got nothing to do with feelings, what's happening, what's said, what's going on around me. I am going to praise the Lord. And do you know something? It lifts you out quicker than you even realise. The power of praise, particularly the sacrifice of praise, is tremendous. Now, there's a story in the New Testament of praise and the power of praise. What did the power of praise do? What comes to your mind? There's a story. Huh? Can you think? The power of praise, the sacrifice of praise, did something. Remember the story? Huh? There's a bit of conversing going on here. Come on, Naomi, you must have the answer now. Do you trust that your mother's got it right? Sorry? Well, the walls of Jericho, yes. That was a power of praise. Yes, they came tumbling down. What were you going to say, Elizabeth?
When there were two men in prison, I can't remember their names.
Paul and Silas, yes. Yeah. And praise. And what happened? That's right, the prison door flung open. Wonderful. The power of praise. Now, they're in prison. They've been beaten up. And nobody wanted to be in those prisons. There were rat-infested places. No light, black, dark, chained up. Now, do you think anyone could praise and thank God in a situation like that? Huh? Very few would. But they had seen something with God. God had shown the power of praise. And you will only know, my friends, the power of praise when you put it into operation, when you feel down, rejected, or you've heard some sad news, or you wanted something and it didn't materialize. If you put that into operation, you are going to begin to see the power of praise. It will not only be something that you read out of the scriptures, but it will be your personal experience. And that's what God wants you to know. He wants you to start to experience Him. Not just keep reading it out of the Bible, but to experience His love, to experience His forgiveness, to experience when you call upon Him that He will guide you and lead you. He wants you to know that, because that's your testimony. That is what is going to speak to your friends around you. You see, isn't it wonderful that God can do it?